Seeing is believing. That is the way the world usually works, and in often cases it is wise to see it before you believe it, before you just go off and ascribe to it and make it a part of your life. But what about personally when it comes to change? When it comes to a new vision for a new self, for a new earth, for a new anything, no matter what it is. If you always thought that you could only believe what you saw, you would be bound always to that which already is, to that which is happening before you. Always. You would always be believing exactly what you saw, since seeing is believing. So you'd be also apt to being very foolish at times. And how would you change? How would you get new things, discover new things, become a new person? If the changes that you always wanted to make or the things you always wanted to have, you had to first see before you believed. But what if we flip that to believing is seeing in your own personal life? If there is something that you desire, but you do not have it yet, how else will you? You don't believe you have it now. You don't see it. And what is it said? It is done unto you as your belief. Your belief. Well, you're living based on what you see, since seeing is believing. Therefore, you get exactly what you see, day in and day out. But if believing is seeing, well, if it's done unto you based on your belief, gradually you begin to have new sight, new vision. And with new vision comes all sorts of new things. You are now a new person. You are not seeing things the same. You have changed. You are no longer bound only by that which is there, by sight. For you have now opened up to believing as seeing. Now you can call a thing that which seems not as so. The one who is only seeing based on what he believes externally will not understand. But that's okay. He simply does not see it or does not believe it. But you, who has now taken away that other sight, who has flipped it, who now sees based on your belief, and you choose your beliefs. Why would you not want responsibility over that? Why do you want to believe just because others are believing? Why would you want to believe things that you don't really want to believe? If you have a belief, yet it sits in your heart or in your stomach or in your mind and it hurts, but the others believe it, so, well, so what? Well, I see it. Well, you believe it. Well, and as they say, seeing is believing. So which is it? In order to bring about that new vision, we must believe to see.